Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. How about joining it up with your morning cup of coffee, and you'll get all the information you need about insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Visit them at tsln.com. Again, Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
And cattlemen, today is the day. It's the TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale, hosted at the ranch east of Valentine, selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered springbred females, plus a dispersal of our 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with a commercial man in mind. The sale starts today. Make sure that you make a point to be there, or if you can't be there at this late moment, you can check it online, Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
Integrity Meats out of Belfouche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats out of Belfouche, South Dakota. From the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, make plans to add Medora, North Dakota to your vacation next year to visit the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. WW Tire Service.
Okay, Mike, I've got this for you. It is a poem, and granted, it is about Thanksgiving, but it's a great poem. It's from Hal Swift, and it's called Cowboy Football. I thought everybody'd enjoy it. A bunch of us cowboys decided one year to have us a football game, but instead of us running, we'd each ride a horse. We're cowboys, so who can you blame? The passing and catching wouldn't be changed. You see, we were planning ahead. Forget about tackling the man with the ball. We'd lasso the fellow instead. We played the big game on a Thanksgiving day because all of us had the day off. The crowd that showed up was both rowdy and loud. They'd come there to smirk and to scoff. I guess the folks reckoned we'd all get killed, and that's why so many turned out. Oh, there were some bruises, a nose that got broke, but that's what the game's about. And making a touchdown was just lots of fun. You jumped a big pile of manure. If your horse got tripped or if you got roped, you'd fall and go plowing right through her. We played for 4 hours and the score is 7-up. Then somebody hollers, let's end it. Let's get our horses to stomp on the ball. The team that can best it will win it all. Now, you never seen such a fight in your life. Why, even the horses had fun. But when the ball popped, it just disappeared. We couldn't tell which team had won. Right up to today, some cowboys will say that game was a heck of a show. And as for the winner that Thanksgiving day, it's probably as well. We don't know.
I think, you know, they have lingerie football now. Maybe we should do a cowboy football.
I like that. Yep. It's half-time. Very, very good. Hal Swift wrote that.
Halftime of the Super Bowl.
There you go.
I have a little Christmas thing for you today. I don't know the author on this. And again, I want to remind you that if you're going to send something to The Good Stuff, we do appreciate knowing who the author is so that we can give proper credit on that. We don't have to use your name when you send it in, but if you send the author, we'll be sure to give credit where credit is due. This is called Buying Your Own Gift. Last Christmas, Grandpa was feeling his age and found that shopping for Christmas gifts had become too difficult, so he decided to send checks to everyone instead. Inside each card, he wrote, quote, buy your own present, end quote, and mailed them early. He enjoyed the usual flurry of family festivities, and it was only after the holiday that he noticed that he had received very few cards in return. Puzzled over this, he went into his study, intending to write a couple of his relatives and ask what happened. It was then that he cleared off his cluttered desk that he got his answer. Under a stack of papers, he was horrified to find the gift checks which he had forgotten to enclose with the cards.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That would be a major Christmas faux pas, right?
Yep, that is for sure. That is for sure. Hey, have you ever wondered how to be an adult, Mike?
When I grow up, I'll figure that out.
Okay. Well, I've got some insight here. Rebecca from the Valentine Senior Center had this in her newsletter, and I thought it was pretty cute. How to be an adult. Gain 30 pounds overnight.
Did that.
Have a bag full of cords.
Guilty.
Keep boxes because they are nice. Okay, that's my problem. Choose comfort over style. Have dark bags under your eyes. Keep plastic bags in a plastic bag. Okay, I'm saved from that one. I keep mine in a paper sack.
This is scary.
I know. Have a favorite stove burner. Have a gift bag full of gift bags. Choose sleep over going out. And your entire body hurts for no reason. That's how to be an adult.
And that's the good stuff.